This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers.
Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I am your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315 out of Syracuse. Your team ain't looking so good, already. Sorry. Did I wrote you the buster?
We'll talk about that at a later time.
Fire Bayham.
Just stop saying. That.
What? Stop dude, what? Sometimes the game passes you by.
You know what? I've never been a fan of Boeheim either, so I can't argue that at all.
And, of course, we got BBB, Beautiful Big Shot.
What's up? I'm struggling too. My team is getting their ass whipped continuously. Losing to teams like NC State at home.
Don't be mad, man.
Makes you just want to bury your head, right? Doesn't it?
Dennis Smith, man, the best freshman in all college basketball.
That Jason
on.
Tatum, man.
Where?
Dude, get right. What is wrong with you, man? It's them whack haircuts you keep getting. Stop getting them terrible haircuts and maybe you'll start playing better. Jeez.
And, of course, we got Matty Ice sitting in today.
Yep.
He's back.
Back.
LeBron, you know, we got a couple things to go through. First, I want to touch LeBron's and Cavs situation. Do we even want to talk about it? Y'all got anything to add?
Just do what LeBron says. Everything will be fine.
I get that he wants to get as many pieces as he can. I get it. But when's enough with this guy? He has paid over luxury. Dan Gilbert has paid over luxury tax the last 3 years. And not barely. $30 million over.
How much is Dan Gilbert worth again?
Now, what LeBron brings in, he could get. Make the trade for Carmelo then. I'm all for it. I personally want to see LeBron have a starting five all-star and have five all-stars backing him up. I really do see what he does.
And still lose the championship.
Right. I want to see him lose the championship with 10 all-stars on his roster.
He can go get them. All of them are retired right now. He can have oldest team in the NBA history of the NBA.
Let's
go call Duncan and Garnett and Kobe.
Yeah, why not?
You can probably give them the veteran minimum.
You know what? You need a playmaker? Call a Thunder. Just give them – hey, say, we'll send you – you know, they don't have another sports team in Oklahoma. So, Sooners, send them a coach or something. I don't know. Get Russell Westbrook to be with the Cavs. Why not?
Why not? If they can make it work, make it work.
We'll have Russell at the one. We'll have – you know, who's the best shooting guard today?
Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson. Hey, let's go to – right, they ain't trading Klay Thompson. Forget that. Who's another good shooting guard?
That does what Klay does?
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi's a three. We said best two guard. No, not Klay. Oh, no.
No, there's another good shooter.
No, James Harden's a point guard. I was about to say.
James Harden's more of a point.
He's playing point guard.
All right, now we'll get Harden to play the two. Whatever. We'll go trade for James Harden.
Let's go get Harden.
All right, then we'll get LeBron to three. At the four – KD, but who else?
But the Thunder had that, and the Thunder couldn't win.
No,
why?
No, no.
Because they ran into LeBron.
LeBron will win with all of these all-stars. Because who's going to take care of the ball? Come on, man. Come on.
He just wants another playmaker. He didn't specify a name. He just said, bring me a playmaker.
Well, I got a playmaker for you. Nate Robinson wants to play
with
the Cavs.
Go grab him. Why not?
3'5" Nate Robinson.
His energy. His effort, his
3'5" Nate Robinson
mentality. I would want that on my team.
You know one thing that we said earlier, defense, that's something he doesn't do.
If he wasn't such a head case, Rondo.
He said playmaker.
Rondo would be good if, yeah.
Rondo can't score.
But I don't think they with LeBron's top. I don't think they need a scoring point guard.
They need a facilitator.
A facilitator who can run that second unit when Kyrie and LeBron's out the game. But while Love's still in the game to get Love easy shots.
If the defense ain't scared of your jump shot, what kind of plays you gonna set up?
They need
when they play off you. It's, see that, and that's
Need a facilitator while they're on the court too. I think because especially during the season. To say LeBron, just go get down low, you're not a jump shooter, but get down low, body somebody, get you a layup.
You know who they can go grab? Jordan Crawford. He is out there in the D League. The boy can still get points.
You know who else he could grab? Damian Wilkins.
Go grab him.
Let's go get Damian Wilkins. Let's get Damian Wilkins and put him in.
We love those professionals. Jose Calderon, go holler at New York.
You know who else you could get? Go get AI. Let's have AI for
He's only 40.
He's only 40? I mean, why not?
Let's go to China and go get Starberry.
Starberry? Yeah. Why you over there? Stop by Turkey and pick up Stoudemire. Add him down low.
Let's grab him.
Travis Best. Yeah. Let's grab Kenny Anderson. I heard he ain't doing nothing today. Dan Scott. Let's add another one. D3. You put him outside shooting threes.
Go to Minnesota and ask about the availability of Tyus Jones. He's not getting any run.
Yeah. Well, actually, here's a better one. Why not get Ricky Rubio?
Well, Ricky
Rubio. He's an assist guy.
It's kind of like having Rondo.
But he's a better – he's not a head case.
He's not a head case.
Okay, let me go with that.
And he's great in the open floor.
I mean, why not? And he's a gritty – he's a gritty guy like you're arguing about.
And that's what I mean by a playmaker, like a Rondo or a Rubio type. That's what
– That's what I'm saying. Get you set up plays.
Easy shots.
Right.
Not to look for their own at first.
Right. Why not? Why not a guy like Rubio? They've been looking to trade him for 5 years. I mean, you put him back with Kevin Love again.
Yeah.
Maybe it helps him out a little bit.
My Pistons are rumored to get him, but
– Who? I don't think Rubio. They ain't trading Reggie Jackson, though.
It just seems like Reggie's
the only person anybody wants from Detroit, Reggie Jackson.
Well,
Drummond.
The trade deadline's coming up. Who should make moves, who shouldn't? Kevin Love for Carmelo Anthony was turned down.
Wisely.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know. Why not do the trade? I mean, listen, Kevin Love is not as good as Carmelo. Kevin Love shoots threes better than Carmelo, but you need somebody that can double team. That's going to get double teams. Carmelo will get double team. I don't know. I'm not crazy about that trade anyway. I still think Kevin Love to the Clippers, but that was just me.
I think just adding a good role player, if you're a championship team, is what you need. You don't want to destroy your chemistry a week before February.
What chemistry? They did win a championship last year. They did win the chip, but they ain't winning the chip right now.
Yeah, they are playing like
they've lost
right now.
Six of the last eight, and three in a row.
Bad teams.
And they lost to Sacramento in overtime.
They don't need playmakers. They need to play defense.
And they don't play defense.
116 at home to Sacramento last night.
124 to, let me say this out loud, let this sink in, the Pelicans without Anthony Davis.
You let Terrence Jones go for 39. Terrence Jones went for 39.
What was bizarre about that? You had LeBron with a triple-double and Kyrie with 49, and they lose?
Yeah.
And Kevin Love had 20. They had like 94 between their big three.
And they lost.
Because they don't play defense. Tristan Thompson is not bringing the same energy and effort on the defensive end that he was bringing in the finals.
That Kardashian curse, man.
It's that money.
That superstardom starting to mess with his game. It looks like a little bit.
I'm like, telling you, Kardashian.
They need that guy to be that paint protector, that rim defender.
By the way, I told you that Beckham curse was going to come real. It did against Green Bay. Just saying, their Kardashian curse. Because he started with Khloe, and now TT is, he's going to miss it.
The Kardashians are poison.
So if not the Cavs, where's the spot for Anthony? I mean, because to me, he's got to be traded.
I like the Clippers.
Like we were talking last week. And I even gave you a scenario of how they can move it. They move Jordan Crawford. They move Paul Pierce. And they move, it was one more, Wesley Johnson for Carmelo Anthony and one of those European players, second round draft picks they got. And maybe a protected pick in a couple years. They can make that work that way.
Wow. You would trade Carmelo for basically nothing. I mean, Paul Pierce has done it in the season.
New York is going nowhere.
I know, but we
need
back
a fresh start.
They do.
They're getting a pick, and they're getting contracts that are going to disintegrate. So they're going to have $50 million in cap room.
Are you telling me they can't get nothing better than that? I mean,
if you're just trying to get out from under a player, you know you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're not winning now.
They're not
anyways.
Even in the playoff race right now in the East.
Why not work out a three-way trade? You trade Carmelo to Clippers. You trade somebody to Sacramento. Then you trade DeMarcus Cousins to New York.
Sacramento was not letting go of Boogie Cousins. Did you not hear the reports? 5 years and 217, 218 million?
No, I know.
They're not letting Boogie go anywhere.
But I still think, in the end, Melo lands in Boston. That's what it's looking like. More
Boston?
Boston.
But what's Boston going to give up to get him?
I didn't hear.
Boston has draft picks.
They got draft picks.
Oh, trust me. The Hornets know they got draft picks because we could have got nine.
No.
We could have got nine for Kaminsky.
Or – Sin, I know he probably would say no, but Oklahoma City needs something else. It can't be all Russell Westbrook all the freaking time.
So you're saying Westbrook and Carmelo together?
Yeah, why not? Russell Westbrook is the ball dominant guy. Melo can score off anything. He just give him a touch in the post, two dribbles, he gets a shot.
Yep. Yeah, he don't need. Yeah, he's not ball dominant either, which is cool.
And then he can hit the three. They need another threat in Oklahoma City. You got to do something. They need somebody that can legitimately get 18 to 20 shots. They don't have that other guy that can do that for them.
Why not? You know he wants to get – he's going to go to a big city. He ain't going somewhere where it's a smaller market.
And that's the only thing.
I mean, I could see Miami. I could see a Miami – you know, you could trade Jodrick to New York.
New York. And
you could trade – and you could trade Waiters because Waiters has been playing great the last
like
week.
His stock is up.
By the way, I mean, he had a game winner the other night against the Cavs.
It was the Warriors.
Golden
State, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors and the Cavs lose on the same night to the Heat and the Pelicans without Anthony Davis.
That was a bizarre night, man. Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe Miami could make sense.
No, but Melo, at this point, he has to be on a contender.
Or send him
to Houston. Well, they could be a contender
with
White. Send him to
Houston.
The Heat?
Send him to Houston with James Harden?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like a right now.
Yeah.
Contender.
San Antonio, no. They ain't doing it.
So that's what I'm thinking.
Golden
maybe,
State,
that's
no.
what I'm thinking. Maybe Boston, Clippers.
In the East, Toronto, no.
No.
I mean, I think he'd be a good fit in Toronto, though, because it would be Lowry, DeRozan, and Anthony.
Or send him to Detroit.
They need that third
Reggie Jackson.
They're not a contender, though.
Detroit is sitting.
And it's not a big market.
We have the pieces, baby. We have the pieces.
Hey, y'all ain't – come on, dude. Seriously. Stop being a homer. No, there's
Melo,
only one
Melo
person that shows
nowhere.
A homer. But, no, if he's going somewhere. I think he'll get traded because there's too much for him not to be traded. It's like you said, New York needs a fresh start.
Yeah, Phil's shot.
They need to give it to Porzingis. Porzingis needs to be started at 10.
Porzingis to be the face of the team, and the only way you can do that, you got to move on. Fresh faces.
I mean, the only other I could think Toronto, but I mean, what you gonna give New York back? You know, you have
what,
to.
Damari Carroll.
You could. I don't know. Do you give Jonas? I don't think you give Jonas up.
Why not?
Why
not? Yeah. You can play 92 more. That young kid they got.
That's true. Besides, can you think anywhere else in the East or the West? I mean,
it's very few spots. I think Portland could use them.
Him, Lillard, and McCollum together, and they got the money. I mean, Paul Allen,
they got tons of money. They're way under the cap.
Small market, though. You know, I mean,
I just don't think they have the assets to give back because you're going to say Lillard, and McCollum off the table. Who do you want? You want Evan Turner?
What about the
Lakers? You want Allen Crabb?
I mean, you know,
Lakers.
Kobe's not there anymore.
Give up D'Angelo Russell and Joseph Randle and send Carmelo to L.A.?
You wouldn't have to give them two up, I don't think. They got other pieces and draft picks like you talked about. And who is or was fiancé of them? It was one of the buses. I mean, you could work out something. I just think you got the trade. I think it's time to move on from that. You know, some other players, Deron Williams is talking about being on the market. Does he go to Cleveland?
That's what I said earlier.
If they can work out a trade – and whoever he is traded to buys him out, and he signs with Cleveland for the veteran minimum. Cleveland, there's no way they could get Deron Williams doing a straight-up trade because of his contract. They would have to have a third party take Deron Williams, and then would have to have Deron Williams bought out.
Does he? I don't think he go. He'll go somewhere probably, but I don't think it'd be Cleveland. He's so past it. I don't see it happening. Rajon Rondo.
I think he's stuck, man. Nobody wants Rajon.
Yeah, he's like I said, man. He's an head case, man.
Just have to let him release him at the end of the year. What about D Wade? There's talk that he wants out of his player option after this year because how bad the Bulls are right now.
Yeah, him and Jimmy Butler both made some comments last night after the game, and I was just like, man. But I knew this was coming.
Saw at the beginning of the season, they have no shooting.
That was the worst mix of players that I've seen in a long time. Yeah.
And did they argue about each other being there? Is that what I didn't
hear?
It
did sound like it. No, it sounded like Wade was talking about, like, the younger guys on the team.
Oh, besides Butler.
Not wanting it.
Yeah. And you talk about LeBron seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Dwayne Wade doesn't have much time left.
Yeah, he's trying to.
He knows it. He knows it, too.
Do we see any way that D-Wade goes to Cleveland this year?
No.
No.
Nope. I don't think it puts him over the top, even if he goes.
No.
It would be a nice punch off the bench, though. D-Wade, 20, 25 minutes with my second unit against your second unit. I'm taking that matchup night in and night out.
A healthy D-Wade, yep.
You can give me a D-Wade, just give me 25 minutes, and in the fourth quarter, if it's tight, I can put you in because
right.
I know
you're against your other teams, sure, but against the Warriors, Andre, and I don't think he would do as good as Sean Livingston and Andre in the playoffs. I mean, I think I would take the Warriors bench over his.
I don't know.
For that.
D-Wade, I mean, every time I see D-Wade in the playoffs, every time you think he's done.
Well, he was playing the Hornets, and thanks to the purple guy that was sitting in front of
him. Purple shirt guy running his mouth
to one of the best players ever played.
Yep.
I don't see D-Wade doing that, but I can see him in 25 minutes being really productive, 14 points, 5 bounds, 3, 5 assists.
All right. Is there any other players you know for the trade that you see moved by the trade deadline?
If Rudy Gay hadn't blown out his Achilles, he would have got traded.
He blew his Achilles?
He's done.
He's done for the year.
He would have got moved.
As always with him.
I think that would have been it. Maybe Derek Favors out in Utah. I think they've lost favor with him.
Yeah, with Rudy Gobert, his help with that,
just playing
right?
Dominant, too. Yeah. But Jahlil Okafor. I wouldn't be surprised if Jahlil Okafor's moved before the trade down. Him and Nerlens Noel.
Both of them?
Both of them. Just move them both.
Serge Ibaka, do you think he'll get moved because he's a free agent after this year?
I think
he signed that deal, but he could be moved.
I think he stays in Orlando through the end of this year.
Zach Randolph, he's a free agent?
Nah, the Grizzlies are playing good ball, and he's a big contributor for them off the bench. They don't want to mess with their chemistry. The Grizzlies might be a player, though, that can get somebody. They need to get up from under that Chandler Parsons deal.
That Chandler Parsons
was terrible.
$90 million, is it?
Yep.
$90 million?
Brandon Jennings, you know, we talked about him earlier.
There's your playmaker, LeBron. Let's figure it out.
Otto Porter in Washington.
I think Washington is good with Porter.
Vince Carter, who said he might do a slam dunk contest, by the way.
He needs to, if they allow.
At 40.
He had a nice little 360 layup.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask him about that.
Oh, this just in. Wait a minute. The Knicks have reportedly reached out to Celtics and Clippers about a trade for Carmelo. Told you Boston's going to stay in that mix.
There we go. Two teams we just mentioned.
Yep. You know, Michael Carter Williams is still there. Shabazz Muhammad.
Now he's wanting out from what I hear. Chicago also.
Yeah.
Already? He's wanting out of Chicago.
I don't blame him. But you look at the free agents this summer, there's nothing like really exciting this year. I mean, besides Carmelo, if that doesn't happen, I don't see much else happening.
And we know Steph Curry more than likely is going to re-sign in the Bay Area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Dear Charlotte fan base, he ain't coming to the Hornets.
But it's fun to talk about it, to dream about it, right?
Why? Let's stop the dream.
He's going to get 250 mil probably
from
Golden
State. He is not leaving Golden State playing with KD and Clay to come play with
Roy Hibbert and Nick Batum.
Don't forget Nick. Sorry, we're all excited over here.
Hell yeah, and Cody Zeller, man, Mr. Serviceable NBA player himself. What isn't attractive about that?
Oh Lord! All right, so many things. Upcoming games coming up: Friday, the Wizards play at the Hawks. Saturday, the Clippers at the Warriors on Saturday night. Sunday, the Thunder at the Cavs. Big game coming up. They're getting ready to get a playmaker Sunday. Pistons at Celtics on Monday. You got a big game coming, especially they get Carmelo. Tuesday, Thunder at Spurs. Wednesday, Wolves at Cavs. Raptors at Celtics. Those are next week's games. I mean, there's some good ones. I mean, call the Wolves and see if you can get Wiggins back.
Just saying. I wouldn't be giving up Andrew Wiggins.
I wouldn't either.
No time soon.
Unless he's plotting his escape out of Minnesota as we speak.
He probably is.
You know what I'm saying? Like everybody does.
Like, Minnesota has the talent, man. They just need a little more time.
I just think we talked about wrong coach.
I think Tibbs is the wrong coach for that team. Yeah. Let's go. Good coach, but the wrong for that team.
Let's go into Cash Money Players of the Week.
Please, you already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
Anybody got any cash money players of the week?
I'm being a little presumptuous here, but I want to go ahead and shout out John Cena. It's going to make history on Sunday, the 16-time WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World. Way to go.
We will talk about that.
Now, if he does it, then
he ties Flair, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he
absolutely ties.
They're going to hate that. Yeah. Oh, they're going to hate
And if it doesn't happen, then forget I said this. Steve Wojciechowski, Wojo, huge upset win the other night. Marquette upset Villanova. At home, the number one team in the nation.
Oh, that's right. He is coaching at Marquette.
Big win for that program. Biggest
win
since.
That's who y'all should have kept.
All right. It is what it is. The Connecticut women, they broke their own damn consecutive win streak this week. I think the streak is now up to 93 or 94 games in a row. Jeez. Yeah. Can anybody beat these women, please?
That was my pick, the Connecticut women's team.
Can we just take them out and put them in WNBA or something?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, this is getting old.
Yeah.
Nick Stafford, he is a local dude that stays in Virginia. Walked into his local DMV to pay his fines for his son's Corvette or whatever. It was a $3,000 fine. He walked in with 300,000 pennies, 1,600 pounds of pennies. They put it on the weigh-in machine. It broke the damn machine, so the DMV workers had to count every freaking penny by hand. They said it took them like 15 hours to count all the damn pennies.
Damn.
Way to go. And finally, Mike Tolbert. Why you say Mike Tolbert?
Please, inform me.
This season, let me give you his stats for this season. 35 carries, 114 yards.
Oh, my God.
No TDs, 10 receptions. Mike Tolbert is in the freaking Pro Bowl.
He's down in Orlando.
Taking snaps from Dak Prescott in the Pro Bowl.
Is he playing?
It looks like he is playing.
Yeah, there's no other fullback on the roster. Of course he's playing. But why Mike Tolbert?
I know. Why not pick up John Kuhn?
I thought he was just down there.
Rutkowski had a good season.
I thought he was just down. He's playing.
Yes.
And for some reason, this man's hustle is insane. Do absolutely nothing and to make the Pro Bowl. Way to go, Mike Tolbert.
Mike Tolbert made the Pro Bowl. How many yards? 194?
114.
On 35 carries, you said?
114.
What is that, like, average?
3.3.
How many touchdowns does he have?
None.
One. Zero, right?
Zero.
Receiving or rushing?
As many as the dude, Mr. Dwayne Bowe, had that year he promised 15.
Yeah.
I'm
I had zero touchdowns too.
I did too. Actually, I had a couple on fantasy. I did pretty good there. I mean, on Madden, I've been doing pretty good, man. I got like 10. But I mean, seriously, Mike Tolbert
in the freaking Pro Bowl.
I forgot to add him to the dummies. You guys, anybody got
Let me give you his best game of the year.
There's a great game.
He had the last game of the year. 3 carries, 24 yards.
Oh,
killing
wow.
it. Killing against the Buccaneers.
Man. Wow. All right. There goes that player of the week. Anybody else got any?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to Justin Tucker in the Pro Bowl. Wednesday, nailing a 75-yard field goal.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
He is the best
and it was filmed, so, you know, it's not just hearsay. It was actually documented.
I got the story right here.
I think he has a career after his pass rushing days are over. He's staying in the league, kick some field goals, 75 yards.
Dude, he can do a lot. He does a lot anyway because he does, you know, I know he does opera and different things he does outside of football all the time.
Yeah, crazy. He is the man. He is definitely the man.
And he gives the best press conferences, I'm just saying. You know, for a punter especially. Kicker, sorry. Anybody else got any? Mr. 315?
I had the UConn. UConn one? Yeah, I did.
I've got a couple. ESPN for naming the studio after Chris Berman. You know, on Sunday they did that. It was nice. Mort and Tom Jackson came out.
I saw
Mort that. Looks, man.
You could tell that
that cancer.
He's been battling hard, man. But cancer is no joke.
Nope.
And the treatments are even worse for it.
Speaking of cancer, Erin Andrews reveals she's been battling cancer for a year, pushed through to not miss a game during the playoffs.
Cervical cancer, man. Come on, Erin. We need you on them sidelines, baby. Definitely. Get that taken care of.
Some other ones. Tom Brady, Chris Hogan, AFC title game. Their performance is crazy. Even though they're wide open, still, you do in the title game's huge.
Well, that's Hogan's nickname, right? 7-Eleven, isn't it? What they
call 7-Eleven, yep.
Always open.
Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, NFC title game, same thing. Every NFL team should have one white guy to play slot. I'm just saying. Everybody needs to spread them out to every team because it's
well, you
it's
heard,
crazy.
You heard what Deion Sanders said earlier in the week.
Oh, about the
– the reverse –
yeah.
Reverse racism.
It's true.
Yeah. Julian Edelman should get a lot more recognition than he gets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Cole Beasley should too.
Beasley.
These guys just don't find the end zone, you know, so –
Yeah, Cole Beasley was huge this year. I mean, say what you want, you know, for helping Dak. I mean, he was the biggest receiver for us this year.
I mean, there probably will never be another Steve Largent.
But it's funny how all them are now.
Yeah.
You know, and New England's got four, by the way.
And we were talking the same thing about running backs. Like, we were talking about Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. It's like, name the last great white running back, not name Riggins or – what was Riggins or
– Miami running back Zonka.
Yeah, Zonka or Riggins. Name the last one. It was like Woodhead.
I was gonna say Woodhead.
You know who the next great one is? Zach Zinner. I love ZZ. I'm telling you.
I thought Zach Zinner. When I was younger, I thought what's his name would be pretty good. Play with was Craig James.
Okay, I know you're talking about.
Play with Dickerson at SMU. Yeah.
Tim Tebow could have been. The next white running back.
Nah, he was a tight end.
He was a fleet of foot. He could have been tight end. He wasn't fleet of foot at all, man. He didn't have that.
Yeah, I was thinking red zone. You could have done different things in red zone.
You know what Tim Tebow could have played? He could have been like what was his name for Buffalo? Steve Tasker. One of those special teams guys, yeah. I don't see him playing a skill position at all, though, Tim Tebow.
Nah, he doesn't chase balls well, though, man.
He definitely can't throw.
He doesn't chase balls.
He's not a ball chaser.
No, he's not.
He's not a ball. I'm not either.
I'm going to go one more time. NC State beat Duke for the first time since 95. Then Smith Jr., the freshman, scored 32. It's okay.
The dunk he had to finish that game
was
insane.
The dunks he's had this year are insane.
It was funny because every time I look, like, did he miss it or make that?
I mean, when he took off from where he took off from, I was like, there's no way
and
he's going to
put
that
back
down.
Like,
I mean,
this.
He looked like Sean Kemp when he did
How
that.
How tall is he?
He's like 6'2".
6'2". He's a smaller guard.
He's an athlete.
But I'm telling you, if he
bought it back.
He really needs 2 years, but I know he's not going to.
But
he should stay a second
year
because let his body grow. But if he stays 2 years and come out, he should be the number one pick.
He's out of there this year. Out of there.
I know.
Oh, I forgot to mention Steph Curry, too. Had his number retired at Christian.
Charlotte Christian.
Charlotte Christian. Thank you. And has a section name for him now at Davidson College.
30.
Yeah.
Steph has made the rounds these last few days.
Frank Kaminsky named to the U.S. roster for the Rising Stars.
Way to go, Frank the Tank.
Yeah, I was giving a dude Steph Curry. And last, the 100 TV show and my sister-in-law, Teresa Payton, 11 million viewers on the debut show.
I saw that.
East Coast.
That's a good show.
And then
show,
last night, it was the number one show of anywhere last night.
CBS did it right. Yeah. They picked the right day to show that show.
All I got to do, say thanks to Tom Brady.
Spygate.
Because it helped. Stop hating the man.
Spygate.
Stop hating. The man's done a lot.
I know.
You know, four championships. He's married a model. Give the man a break.
Pretty nice Tom life. Brady. Pretty nice life.
All right, we got one more show coming up. You're listening to BSS Carolina. Stick around. Of course, I'm Rocky for BBB, Mr. 315, and Matty Ice. Hang around. You can catch us everywhere.